You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
Again, welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content flying in from outer space or Tesla land, Brent Humphries is with us today. Welcome.
Ron, good morning. Always a pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you with us. We're having some fun here with Brent, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about it in just a minute. But let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it goes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing planner, plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Celebration time today. You know, I've got to admit, I looked at what we were going to celebrate today, and I just saw the headline. National Empanada Day. National Empanada Day. What the heck is an empanada?
I think it's Spanish.
Yeah, you're close. You're close. It's a little bit, I think, further west.
Wait, is it a piece of candy, empanada?
Not enough. Nah, you're getting close there. That's a short story, though.
That was a sweet joke.
But this is not a sweet subject.
Uh-oh.
The National Empanada Day, it's actually Portuguese. Spanish verb of empandar, meaning to wrap or coat in bread. So it looks like it's a dumpling of some sort. Not bad. So you fill the bread with meat, cheese, vegetables, fruits. No, just be careful, not that kind of fruit. And fold the bread over, crimp the edges, and you've got yourself an empanada. If you're familiar with empanadas, let me know. Or text me, tweet me. Tell me somehow what the heck an empanada is, where I get a good one. Oh, wish I knew. Yeah, moving right along today. Sports! Padres, they did not lose yesterday. Yeah, that's some good news. Of course, then again, they didn't play, and so far they've yet to score. That's not good news there.
So I know who's asked to kick.
And maybe we can get some scoring out of the Padres a little bit when they go to the, well, you know something, I wonder, I can't resist saying this. So they're going to the Mile High, Mighty High, many ways they're high in Colorado, and maybe that'll help the Padres score a little.
Your mind's really gone to pot on that one.
Absolutely. Now, the Angels, they got their first win last night, so that is good news right there. That's we're glad to hear that one. And being an Angel fan, being Southern California, I am not a Dodger fan. So, Steve, your Giants did good last night. That was a nice little job for the Giants, taking care of the Dodgers.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yeah, maybe. That's kind of fun, little sports in there. Now, for those of you that are into the Masters tournament, yeah, you know something? I don't know about you, but I feel bad for Ernie Els. But on a different note, you know, how do you feel bad when he makes it look like the rest of us? Six over par. Amazing. I think that was on the first hole. And I think when you go six over par like that, I believe what that means is your tournament's just about over. You know, it's pretty hard to come back from a six over par when I think the leader right on the first hole, and I believe the leader is at, or was as of the end of the day yesterday, 6 under par for his round. Yeah, little challenge there, Ernie. It might not be exactly what you were looking for right there, but, you know, at least it's like the rest of us can feel a little bit saner. Did you golf, Brent?
I typically shoot in the mid-70s.
In the mid-70s? And what about the second half?
Yeah, exactly. No, I was going to say, if it gets any warmer, I go inside.
Okay. Well, I'm going to share with you my scoring because I am I'm always negative for the round. So I'm usually -2, -3, -4 for the round. Yeah. And I'm usually pretty proud of that. But the way I kind of score is I've got my own unique scoring system.
Oh, okay.
It's basically, if I leave in the morning, and I go off on the first tee, and say I've got, you know, 10 golf balls in my bag, and I get back at the end of the round, and I've got 4 golf balls in the bag. Well, that would be -6. I had a good day.
Very good.
Right?
Very good.
You can handle that kind of scoring, right?
That's good.
I mean, to me, that's just the way it is. I'm trying to look down the leaderboard to see if I can find Mr. L's on here, but I'm on page 2. Not sure if I've found him yet. I'm not. There he is. He's tied for 84th, +12 for the tournament. I'm not sure. I might be able to do that. Well, I have to have David when he's out there. I don't think he's going to bring that up with our friend David Meltzer. Is not going to bring that up to Ernie when they see each other. I better move right along and see what else is happening in the news right now. There might be something going on that we should talk about. Oh, sheesh. Sticking with sports. Can you believe this? I mean, we have gotten to a point in our country. It is just simply amazes me how this could possibly be happening in our country. Now, I haven't been in college in a long time. Kappa Delta Epsilon.
It's all Greek to me.
It is all Greek to you, and they would not ever let you in.
Got it.
It's a sorority.
Yeah.
So just a thought there. They've had a Kentucky Derby party, and they're no longer going to have the Kentucky Derby party because it's got an offensive theme.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Unbelievable that where we've gone, our college. You know, you got to wonder about our colleges anymore. This is just—it's just getting so ridiculous. College?
Sorry, what's offensive? Kentucky Derby?
The Kentucky Derby because it's somewhat plantation-based.
Oh.
You know, yet the Kentucky Derby started after the Civil War, so I don't know where the problem is, but you know, it's just college campuses. I would look at, you know, if I had a child going to school at this day and age, I'd really be looking twice to see what kind of education are they getting from a political standpoint? Unbelievable. Moving right along. What's going to happen in San Diego? You got to look at that one. It's a little story there in the news. The Chargers, the San Diego, I'm not a big fan of government intervention in a lot of these different areas, but San Diego, there's a challenge right now because they're not happy with the city. The Chargers are not happy with the city because they're not giving them enough money. Oh, man, you got to... Ow! That was probably the wrong bite that I wanted right there.
Oh!
Yeah, the Chargers are saying that, I think it's, what, $250 million that the city wants to give them to build a new stadium, and they're saying it's not enough. They need more money, and how are they going to get more money? Well, what they want to do is raise the hotel tax. Now, why in the world would the Chargers be looking to raise the hotel tax? Because they want more money. Isn't that a shame? So the city is already prepared to put up, I gave you the wrong number. The city's prepared to put up $350 million. And the Chargers want an extra $200 million from a tax on hotels. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Chargers, well, they have 2 preseason home games. And then every year they take the first month of the season off. And then they start playing after that. It's just the way the Chargers seem to do things. So you're going to get basically 6 games, and they want to raise the hotel tax on everybody that comes to the city. Now, what does it do when you raise taxes? Yeah, it slows down people coming to the city. Is that really the idea that we're looking for from a football team to, well, maybe in the Chargers case, slowing down might be beneficial. But then again, slowing down, we're in, I'm broadcasting, Brent and I broadcasting this morning from Orange County.
Woohoo.
Thank goodness the president is going to Los Angeles, actually flew into Los Angeles last night. More traffic jams. Now, we don't know how to drive in Southern California when it rains as it is. And then we get the president here. Traffic jams are not going to be good.
I got a bad feeling about this.
We're going to move right along. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat with Brent Humphreys. What is he up to now? We're live streaming on
Facebook Live. We got Facebook six people, live. Seven.
Well, seven
people. Thanks for being here. Say hi and comment.
Well, we know that Brent's got a lot of followers, seven people watching him. RonSiegelRadio.tv, we are there harassing it. This is just a short joke right now on the broadcast. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or RonSiegelRadio.com. Remember, Facebook.com/RonSiegelRadio. Actually, today, go to Facebook.com/Brent Humphreys. And you can watch us live there as well on Twitter @Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. At 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. the real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. When you want the true value of your home, you can't get it from one of those online searches. You're not going to get it from one of those online automated market analysis reports. You need to speak with a real estate professional. Yes, I have a license. I don't do it. If I want to know the value of real estate, I reach out to the local real estate professionals also. Now, for you, it's pretty simple. Text PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, to 79564. PEAR to 79564. One of the area trusted real estate professionals will reach out to you and let you know what the value of your home is. They need to know, are you on the right side or the wrong side of the golf course? Do you have a peekaboo view or a legitimate view? White water or brown water? Well, we don't want to go brown water. That might cause a little bit of a problem. So here's the question for today. More and more singles are falling for their dream. And we should have done this report on Valentine's Day, but we'll do it today anyway. More and more singles are falling for their dream home. 24% of all recent buyers were single at time of purchase. This is according to NAR's profile of home buyers and sellers, age and income stats are median. So here's some of the statistics. First time buyers, 18% female, 11% male. The females, they're first-time buyers, age 32 on median numbers. Males are 30. Wow. The females are earning $49,400, the first-time buyers, $58,100 for the males. Repeat buyers, median age, 58 for women, 54 for men. 14% of them are women, 8% men. The income, $62,300, $71,900 on the repeat buyers for the men. Primary reason for buying. Here's the women's primary reasons for buying. 37% desire to own a home of their own. 12% change in family situation. 9% desire to be closer to family, friends, and relatives. The men have their own reasons. 47% have a desire to own their own home. 11% have a change in family situation. And 6% desire to be closer to family and friends. 24% of all recent home buyers were single at the time of purchase. Interesting study. If you want the whole chart, Ron at ronsiegelradio.com. And just remember, when you're looking at buying right now, 30-year fixed rate, 3.75% APOR. Got to be looking at buying because I don't want you to be out there trying to pay somebody else's mortgage. That is the real-time real estate segment, again, brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Now, we've got one challenge here. And again, I don't sell real estate. I do lead a lending team. I do a radio show. What do you do? There's so many people out there trying to buy homes. And I'm seeing right now San Diego County, Orange County, Inland Empire, Coachella Valley, you're a little behind. But for the most part, people are going out there, they're looking at a home. Then they find out that there are multiple people looking at the same home. You know, I'd put some caution tape in front of it if you like it when they're not looking. But, you know, that's just me. Now, Brent Humphreys is in the house, Humphreys Homes and Estates. He is a real estate guru. So we're going to ask Brent today, how in the world can we get our offer accepted absent putting up that yellow caution tape that I was just talking about?
Right, yeah.
Give me some ideas, Brent. How do I do it?
Good. Well, first of all, I've been in this business for many, many years, and I run a pretty good size offer desk. We've got listings from Scripps Ranch all the way to Huntington Beach right now, 8 different cities. And I consistently find the very same thing when I look at offers. It's an offer, it's a pre-approval letter, and probably about 40 to 50% of those offers have a cover letter where, you know, John and Julie express some sentiment to the seller that, you know, we've seen your home and we love it. There's a predictable picture with them with the newborn and the golden retriever in the park, and it's cute and all.
You get that from that super secret website.
Oh, is there one?
Yeah, there is a super secret website that you can get almost any picture you want.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yeah, Google.com.
Oh, very good. Okay. I fell right into that one. So you see this cover letter and, you know, John and Julie, we'll just make up their names. John and Julie are just talking about how much they love the home and the floor plan and, you know, the bedrooms and baths are the right, you know, configuration and, you know, it just works for them. And these are all important details. A seller, when they're making a decision with multiple offers, definitely wants to know that the buyer is in love with their home. But the thing that I often see missing is that buyers spend the most amount of their time trying to sell the home on them rather than trying to sell the seller. The home is not making a decision which buyer gets the home. The seller is.
And so explain the difference there to me.
Okay. So
because I've never met the seller, so I can't what am I going to say to the seller?
Good. Well, before you say anything to the seller, you want to be asking the seller questions through their agent. You want to basically, I grew up watching Scooby-Doo. You want to research that seller.
Rock to Rock? Is that the one?
Yeah. You want to know what that seller is doing. You want to know why they're selling. You want to know the timing of their sale. You want to know if they're purchasing another property or if they're promoting themselves to becoming renters. If they're purchasing another property, have they already identified the property? If they're in escrow on another property or under contract, depending on where in the country you're listening, because we use escrows here on the West Coast, you want to find out whether that seller is contingent on the sale of their home, because that'll give you a lot of insight into what pricing they're going to want. I mean, if you're their ticket out and the buyer knows that they can't acquire property B without the sale of property A, you've got a lot of leverage.
But would the listing agent be giving up that information? Because he knows that same stuff. So is he going to give that up?
If he or she is a good listing agent, no, they're never going to volunteer things that shift the leverage into the buyer's column. But a good...
I guess that goes back to the idea that don't just find an agent. You need a great agent.
Yeah. I mean, we're playing to win here when we have buyers making an offer on a property. And if you know that the seller is in escrow on another property and must sell their home first... That's pretty good information to have when you're representing a buyer.
Sure.
When I'm representing the seller, it's a completely different situation. But and then find
you're
out.
You're not going to divulge that when you're representing the seller.
No, absolutely not. But if
now,
you
my
can,
seller's what do they call it? Apathetic. Yeah, if you buy it, you buy it. I don't want to sell it. I don't care if I sell it. Right.
When you're the
listing agent.
Right.
Different world.
Correct. But there are also some things where if you are negotiating on a property and you're representing the buyer, call the listing agent and speak with them. Because if you're texting them or emailing them, the listing agent has control of the conversation. They can go dark. They can start asking other questions. They can act like they didn't get your text. But if you're on the phone with a listing agent, say, I just want to know because I'm playing to win and I want to write an offer. And by the way, my deals close. So I hope that your seller will choose my clients. Does your client have another property that they're purchasing? And are they in escrow? And then just sit silent. If that listing agent doesn't want to divulge the information, you get the answer in their tone of voice. I mean, you don't have to have a degree in psychology to know this. You can listen and tell whether they're uncomfortable or not.
And there again, especially, I'm not going to cause problems for you, Brent, but you're probably not in your early 20s, mid-20s. And I have nothing against people in their earlier mid-20s, but you're probably not there. And a lot of the young folks nowadays, it's I'm going to text or I'm going to Snapchat or, you know, some of these other methods of right. that are, in my opinion, poor methods of communication. Texting is great if you don't want to talk to somebody. And you hit it right on the head because, you know, if I see a text, I mean, I get texts all morning long while I'm on radio. I can't answer those.
Although right? You do, though. You're pretty good at a commercial break.
we try.
Sometimes I send you ones just to see. I'm like, oh, my gosh, Ron's already responding.
Just to see if he's going to answer, right? But what I'm getting at is exactly what you're confirming exactly your commentary there is you can't – texting is not a form of communication. It's a dialogue. It's a script.
Correct.
Right? I mean, I can't tell if you're mad at me by a tone of the way you typed your letters.
Correct.
Unless it's all uppercase or something. And there's those people that are even older than me that they just do everything in uppercase. Yeah. Right? I mean, so you're giving some great counsel right there to people understanding, you know, in business of any sort, it doesn't even have to be real estate. Right? I think I can say this, Steve, but here's the idea. When I talk to real estate professionals all over the country, one of the best things I can tell them is pick up the damn phone, right?
Yeah.
With your clients, with your prospects, with the other side of the transaction.
Yep.
Right? I mean, you got to talk.
We've got to understand the seller's mindset. See, buyers are trying to get inside a home, But the prerequisite to that is to get inside the seller's head. Why are they moving? Where are they going? What's their time frame? Do they have children? Are their children in school and want to finish out the school year? What works for the seller? When we were in elementary school and we'd get the class photos, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't think I'm unique in this, right? I'm not narcissistic, but I think that every human necessarily looks for themselves in a photo first goes and looks at the rest.
Wait. Before you tell us what we need to do, learn from our elementary school photos.
Okay.
You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Brent's going to share what he did with those photos when we get back. We also have a couple other things on the docket today. Not a lot. We're going to have some fun with Brent Humphreys, but we'll also talk about you turning your tax refund into an IRA or a savings bond. Would anybody in their right mind do that? I heard it on the news again this morning, some CPA saying, put your money into an IRA or 401k. You know better than that, don't you? Haven't we talked about how dumb that is?
You know better than that.
Yeah, you know, even the Stooges know, don't put money in an IRA or 401k. We will also chat about four tax breaks millennials can't afford to miss. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel and the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution, Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities.
You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. For any time at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. Yeah, you just got to go on there and get registered and get in the game and find out what it's all about. That's credit. Check out that middle button, the big top middle button. It says financial education. It's like $87 a month. They help you clear your credit, see what your credit scores are. It includes LifeLock and a bunch of other tools for you. Great stuff over there. The question today, turn your tax refund into an IRA or savings bond automatically. You know something? I wonder how many times we have to share the same information. And I see these stories all the time, and I love bringing them up to you just because I don't want you making the same foolish mistake that I see so many people making. IRA, 401k. Why would you want one of those? There is the logic behind them is strictly for the government. It is a government ruse to steal your money. Think about this, and we've talked about it before. If you take and put away $4,000 a year for 30 years, $4,000 a year for 30 years, and I understand it goes in there before pre-tax dollars, and it grows over time tax deferred. Say you get a 10% return on that money. Be a pretty great return on the money. And let's say, hypothetically, you start taking $10,000 a month in retirement. Are you aware that you will exhaust all of your tax benefit, tax savings in 20 months? Less than 2 years, all of your tax savings are gone. That's why the government wants you to put that money in there. That's why they promote this so much. It is a ruse. Now, I shared with you yesterday, I think it was yesterday, might have been the day before, how you can retire, now if everything works perfectly, on $18,000 a month with no IRA and no 401k and without the tax liability. And right now with a 3.75% 30-year fixed rate mortgage, it's the APOR. Why would you be doing something different? Now, I don't want you to get this IRA, or I don't even want you to get a tax refund. I know a lot of people say, especially young people, wow, I'm so excited I got a refund this year. That means you gave the government your money all year long so they could give it back to you tax or interest free. Mm-hmm. Now the 10-year note right now is at about 1.7 or so, the 10-year fixed rate note, but isn't 1.726. Isn't that better than giving the money to the government free? That is the Your Credit Matters segment brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Before the break, we were chatting with Brent Humphreys, and great real estate professional covering a lot of Southern California. I mean, he's got that Tesla and he runs out of battery every day. So
no, I don't run out anymore.
Yeah, I think there's pictures of you, buddy, with a fireman and a whole bit. So
10 months ago, that was.
Ten months ago. So you're about a month over to 10 months, gestation period, the battery's finally matured?
There we go.
Okay. So before the break, Brent was telling us about his elementary school photos. I wish I had some nice soft background music. But he's telling us about his elementary school photos and how that correlates to real estate.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to throw it back to you, Brent, because I don't even know where to go with
you
this.
You are the master of getting people right on the air. The idea that I was trying to convey before we went to a break is that when in elementary school, you get those class photos. And the first thing that we all instinctively do is we look for ourselves.
Sure.
We size it up. And then we look at everything else in the picture. You know, we look at our friends and our teacher and the background.
I just look at myself and then put it away.
Okay. Well, maybe. Okay. So some people do that.
Even then I was a little bit odd.
So here's the parallel.
Okay.
When you're a seller and you receive an offer on your property, the very first thing you do is you look at the price. But many buyers just think that price alone is what's going to get it. But the sellers, after they've looked at the price and either let out a little bit of a shriek or, you know, sobbed, they then go to the rest of the picture. And the rest of the picture is the terms of the offer, the close date, the contingency period, the earnest money down, the type of financing, the whether there's flexibility for the seller to rent back, the personal property that ordinarily wouldn't convey but would, the allocation of costs and who pays for what. And many buyers play just on themselves in the picture, the price, and they miss the rest of the photo. They don't pan out. And so buyers who want to succeed in a multiple offer situation, and I will tell you, I've seen it over and over and over again with my own buyers. You don't have to always be the highest offer to win. So I come in with an FHA buyer, or actually, you know, so I recently had a San Diego police officer, VA, so 100% financed.
Nice.
Zero money down. And I thanked him
Love
for his service.
Veterans.
Yes. In Carlsbad, my hometown, where I'm based, in a very, very tight market. And he beat other offers. I don't remember exactly what they were. I think it was 20, 30, whatever percent. By just picking up the phone and calling the agent and asking the questions, what is important to your seller? How quickly could we close? If the lender can underwrite the sucker and we can get the appraiser in there right away. Now, granted, we don't have much control over that. If we could close early, would that be okay? Does your seller need to rent back for a couple of weeks? I see that we're approaching the end of the school year. Do the kids need to stay, you know, before they transfer? All those types of things. What personal property should or should not convey? Is the seller emotionally attached to anything in the property that we should, you know, laissez-faire, hands off? Those types of things paint a picture of who the buyer is. And if you can tug on the emotional heartstrings of the seller, you have got their attention. The key is to stand out from the rest of the pack.
More money, more money, more money.
Nice There's, sound effect.
There it is. I mean, let me, I'm, you know something, Brent, you're hitting on something and...
I'm hitting on something, okay.
I didn't say someone. Okay, I mean, you know.
Goofball.
Yes, exactly. But here's the issue that Brent is really driving home. And if you are looking for real estate, it's a great lesson. But if you're doing anything, if you have any kind of sales job, which everybody does, even the guy that's working at an entry level at McDonald's, it doesn't hurt you to ask, do you want a drink with that? Or do you want a larger fry? Or whatever. It doesn't matter. Everybody's in sales. You're selling yourself or you're selling something.
Go big or go home.
Right. But here's the issue, Brent, and what you've really hit on is the best way to win, and it's not for the other side to lose, but the best way right. to win is for you to find out what's important to the parties.
Correct.
Right? Because you may be looking at it saying that what's important to you might be that you need some help with the down payment, and you may not have enough money for your cash to close. Mm-hmm. Well, a great real estate agent knows that maybe we increase the offer price a little bit. And I get so many people that say, well, you know, it's listed at 475, so I have to offer 470.
Yeah.
To me, now, Brent, I'm not the real estate guy. I don't negotiate real estate. That just sounds stupid to me. And the reason I say that it sounds stupid, then I'm going to let you throw, you know,
I'm
tell
getting
me
excitable.
Where I'm wrong.
You can tell, fidgeting.
Right? I mean, number one, $5,000. Is over the course of 30 years, you're not going to pay it anyway because you're not staying there for 30 years in 99% of the time.
Right.
It does become important to the seller. Mm-hmm. They look at it. What is the difference when you're a listing agent? What does it mean the difference to your seller when you come in and say, we listed the property at 475 and I've got an offer for 475. What is that emotion? Does that elicit from the seller? When you're the listing agent going back to them?
Good. Well, it depends on how long the seller's been on the market. It depends on the presence or absence of multiple competing offers. It depends on the market time for that area. So if you get an offer in 7 days and a particular neighborhood, the average turn time or days on market is 38, probably you got a lower offer because it came in six times as fast virtually. So it's going to vary, but sellers appreciate multiple. I'm sorry, your question was... Full price offers.
Full price.
Sellers appreciate full price, but then they immediately look at the rest of the terms.
And so then if I take this to the next step, what if I offer 470, 480 on that property and say, you know, but I need you to give me 2% towards closing costs?
Good. Right. Well, that would still be under full price then based on that math.
Right.
So what you do stacking. You look at full price, provided that the property is worth full price, and you increase, as you said, I call it stacking. You increase the offer price by the amount that you need from the seller back toward closing costs. But the first thing I do when I'm working, and this is really all about me working with buyers and tips, but when I'm representing a seller, I want to go straight for the proof of funds and I want to see what they have in the bank. Because if I get the sense in a multiple bidding war that a buyer has intentionally overpaid for the property, knowing that the appraiser is going to come and they're going to try to renegotiate in 14 to 17 days from now, I want to know whether that buyer's got the willingness and the ability, because one or the other, you know, you're screwed. You need the willingness and the ability to be able to come up to the offer price and not automatically reach into the seller's pocket to drop the price because the appraisal didn't come through.
More tips coming from Brent Humphries. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, Brent's got some more tips for us. We're also going to talk about some tax breaks millennials can't afford to miss. You can reach us anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150, or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com, or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next house, bigger house, right sizing, VIP has all the products. One day out of foreclosure, one day out of bankruptcy, one day out of short sale. And yes, they are aware that there is that 30-year fixed rate, 3.75% APOR. What's that tapping? Who's tapping in my ears? I don't know who's tapping in my ears. We'll find out. Four tax breaks millennials can't afford to. Brent, is that you tapping over there, man?
I'm sorry. My wife can't unplug Donkey Kong, so I was letting her know how to unplug it.
Okay, so let's tell Carrie what we need to do here. Come on. Mrs. Humphreys, Brent's talking to you.
There's a switch on the lower left. It's a little toggle. You just reach down and you flip the switch.
Bridget, there we go. So now we got it made.
She's going to kill me.
We're married. We're used to it. I mean, it's good to get you in trouble a little bit.
Yeah. 20 years this year. So she knows I'm a bit of a wisecrack. But yeah, Donkey Kong was left on this morning.
29 years on Monday.
Wow, good thing we got 50.
Put up with me for that long. Amazing.
Ugh. Wow, 50 years of marriage we've got.
There we go. Exactly.
Wow.
Four tax breaks millennials can't afford to miss. Number one, retirement savers credit. Number two, earned income credit. Number three, lifetime learning credit. Number four, moving expense deduction. You want to know how to deal with all of those? Call a tax professional. I don't know. Actually, I do know, but you still need to call a tax professional. That's why we recommend the Area Trusted Professionals, ATP, to 79564. That is the Word on Wealth segment today. A little bit abbreviated because I want to get some more of these great tips from Brent Humphreys. It's brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Okay, Brent, we've been chatting about how we can get an offer approved when we're dealing with multiple offers.
Correct.
So give me some more of the words of wisdom from Brent Humphreys.
Oh, well, thank you. So continuing the idea of getting not just inside the home, but getting inside the seller's head, their situation, whether they're buying something else, where they are in that process, whether the departure residence is needed for the replacement residence or not, i.e. they're contingent, they need to close in order to qualify.
Well, the departure residence is the one that the sellers are selling.
Yep.
Okay. So do they need to sell that in order to be able to purchase the new one?
Correct.
And just be simple. I'm a simple guy.
Yeah. And as we discussed, listing agents are not going to volunteer that. You know, lovely 5-bed, 4-bath home, 2,800 square feet.
And the seller's desperate.
Seller must. Yeah. Please bring offers now or the seller can't complete their relocation. That would never appear on one of my flyers.
Exactly.
But in addition to that, understand.
Does that tell us that if I do see something like that, that it's a rookie real estate agent selling it?
It may start with an R.
Okay.
I'm gonna leave it right there. There are a lot of brokerages in the country.
Okay, keep going. I don't even want to get in trouble there, boy.
Yeah,
okay.
I just realized I set this to public on Facebook.
Yeah.
The other thing is contingency dates. You know, the terms as you pan out now, the elementary school photo, look at yourself, the price, then pan out, look at your friends, your classmates and teacher, look at the terms. By default in California, buyers have 17 days to complete all due diligence, review and sign off on statutory disclosures, have as many inspections as they want, and then basically they're asked to sign off and put their deposit at risk. Now, about a year and a half ago, California Association of Realtors, at least here in California, changed the default of the contract to 21 days for loan approval. But let's just assume that the seller wants 17 days on everything. What if you proactively, as a buyer, Ron, said, we're going to sign off on all the disclosures and inspections within 10 days of acceptance? What message are you sending the seller? That you're serious? That you're ahead of schedule and that you're motivated.
Sure.
And when you're serious, ahead of schedule, and motivated, I'm going to come up with an acronym, SAM, okay? When you're SAM, the seller likes you a lot because chances are very good that they're going to be buying something else. And whether they need the funds or not, when you get into the second and third week of escrow, what's the seller doing? They're packing.
Sure.
And they don't want to have to unpack and prepare that home to put it back on the market. So you demonstrate to your seller, to the seller, the home that you love, that you're motivated and you're going to hurry up, it's excellent. All offers that I submit, I put in there questions, basically assuming the sale, when you accept our, and it depends on how I think I'm doing in the, in the lineup. If I think I'm at the top, I'm going to come in a little bit stronger. If I'm not, I want to be careful. But
sure.
When you're submitting that offer, you know, just say, look, when your seller accepts this or when we come to terms, so just assume the sale, right? Just like in politics, when I'm president, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Some candidates do that, some don't. We would like within 48 hours to get our inspector in, and he's already available and we have the dates. Do you know in advance when the seller, when your seller, when it's most convenient for us to get in? Now you're sending messages to that seller. We're moving forward. In our mind, we're moving in.
Sure. Now, let me ask you this question. And this is going old school, Brent.
All right.
What are your thoughts from both sides of the table about the buyer's agent that wants to make the offer in person to the listing agent and the seller?
Well, that's a great question.
Old school, right? I mean, it used to happen that way a lot. Nowadays, it's not as much.
I've had some people do that.
Okay.
I have no problem with it.
Okay.
But what you want to make sure, because our fiduciary obligation is to our client. So if the buyer's agent wants to produce it in writing and the listing agent's out of town, you're not helping your fiduciary by waiting until the listing agent's around so that you can submit in person. So you need to be flexible.
Okay.
With the listing agent's timing. The other thing is there are a lot of agents that have a bias of which offer is best. And sometimes I can pick up on that. If you sense that the agent with whom you are trying to basically consummate a deal, if you sense that that's an agent that may not be fully informing the seller about your buyer, there's a really great trick. I've been doing it for 6 or 7 years, and it's wonderful. You embed certain material facts into your cover letter, make it a PDF, and merge it with the document so that when the listing agent's on the go and they're hitting forward and sending the offer, the seller now has all of the things that you feel are material about the property. And the listing agent, unless they really, really want to, you know, get a bunch of PDF software and try to, you know, because people aren't faxing really anymore. And
sure.
So that whole document is all, you know, it has integrity. It's all one document.
Right.
Put things in there. You want to convey to the seller that we are your best shot. And that if you don't accept our offer, chances are probably pretty good that you may not have as good of an offer come along. So routinely on my listings, I get offers with market comparables. Here's what's sold in the area. But I don't think I've ever seen an offer come across my desk where the buyer's agent includes in a letter the distressed properties, the model match that's five doors down and across the street that just had a 90-day late that may go back to the bank. Suddenly that 475 offer is looking really good for your client.
Sure.
If they know that something's going back to the bank next Tuesday for 361.
Right,
and
absolutely.
So show the seller everything and make sure that it reaches the seller, that it's in the document stack, because that seller will probably say, all right, this is called selling through fear.
Right. And one of the other things, I mean, I'm sure that you come up with it also because you've been doing this a long time, is be aware that who you have your pre-approval with is mm-hmm. very, very important. 25% of pre-approval letters fail to close. 25%, because there's a lot of people out there that are still old school in lending as well, that they'll just write a pre-approval for anybody. It's got to have some teeth in it. It's got to be where somebody's really done some due diligence. I think that goes back to what you were saying earlier, was you want to see those proof of funds. Now, somebody that's got a nice bank account sitting there, there's going to be a big difference than the next guy down the road.
Yeah. And what if it is a foreclosure or it's a short sale? Proactively offer to the seller that the buyer will be cross-qualified with the lender who holds the note on the property. So how can they argue with their own approval system?
Right.
You don't have to use them. Stay loyal to Ron if you're using Ron, but at least go through the double app.
And amazingly enough, I was just with a REO agent, been doing REOs in the Coachella Valley for 30 years. I was with him on Wednesday. And we were talking about that exact thing because so many of the REOs, they mandate that. Mm-hmm. The real estate owned where the bank's already taken back the property, they mandate that mm-hmm. the buyers get pre-approved with the institution holding the note for just that reason.
Yep.
Interesting. Great information, Brent. I mean, it's a tough market out there. You've got to have somebody that really knows. We've got about 15 seconds left. Give me one last nugget quickly. Put you on the spot.
Okay, here's a nugget. research that property and see if it says 15 days on the market. It may not have been 15 days. It may have been listed for 160 and just changed agents. Research the property, know if it was with a prior agent, and look at the seller's history of price reductions. If it's 830 and it's just dropped to 800 and that's a $30,000 drop, that's one thing. But if it had been listed last month and had been dropped several other times, you can get a sense for where that seller's motivation is today.
Great information. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Thanks to Brent Humphries for joining us today. A very big thanks to you. Big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime. 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun, have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio. Just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.